T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No Ron Cook today. He's on vacation. No Bob Pompiani. He's on his patio listening to the wind chimes. So we're going to do this alone today. Oh, we'll have some treats, mind you. We got lots of treats lined up, including Rick Barry, the master of the underhanded free throw, one of the greatest players in NBA history, and a guy who will say anything that comes to mind, not to mention a bear hunter. He hunts bears. He'll be coming up at noon, Ray Fittipaldo, 10:45, to talk about what I'm going to talk about right now, which is Patrick Mahomes and this new contract extension, which, by the way, doesn't kick in for 2 years. He's going to be the 30th highest paid quarterback in the league this year, I believe, and then the 12th highest paid next year. He's going to still be on his normal salary for the next 2 years. But a few things come to mind here. Actually, a lot of things come to mind. One is the sheer number. $500 million. $500 million. Think about that for a second. We're in an age where athletes can potentially make $500 million. It's obscene is what it is. Having said that, there's a good chance he might not see all of that money. It'll get up over $500 million with incentives. But the real story here, the real story is that Patrick Mahomes just did a Brady. He did a Tom Brady for the Kansas City Chiefs. He just signed the rest of his career away. Surely guys will eventually pass him in salary. And check out this number. This was just on ESPN about a half hour ago. 31% of Mahomes' contract is guaranteed. That's the smallest amount of guaranteed money in terms of percentage of any contract that's worth $25 million or more a year. Think about that. He didn't have to do this kind of deal at all with the Chiefs. He did them a favor. I think that's been widely acknowledged at this point by signing the rest of his career. He said, you're mine at a fixed rate for the rest of my career, is basically what he said. He did them a favor. He could have demanded all kinds of things off the top. He's Patrick Mahomes. He's the best player in the league. Now, this idea that they're never going to be able to build a Super Bowl winner around him, like I said, his next 2 years are his old deal. So you're looking at signing a guy like Chris Jones. They'll be able to sign him without a problem. 2, 3, 5 years down the road, 8 years down the road, guys are going to wind up passing Patrick Mahomes in salary. The Chiefs are going to be just fine. They've got the best player in the league, in the world, and they have him locked in at basically a fixed number. It's pay as we go. As Mike Florio of NBC Sports put it, Patrick Mahomes just signed a pay-as-we-go deal. It's unbelievable, really, for the Chiefs. If I were a Chiefs fan today, I would be the happiest person on earth. Not only do I have the best player, but yeah, they're going to be able to build a team around him and keep a team around him. Yes, they are. Absolutely. Do you realize, pandemic issues notwithstanding here for the long-term future, that the NFL, which already is exploding in revenue, is going to explode a billion times more. You know what gambling's going to look like and gambling revenue 5, 6, 10, 15 years down the road? Major media deals to be signed in the very near future in the NFL. Television money like we've never, ever seen. And they've got this dude locked in. They know what they have here. Yeah, there's going to be years where he's way, way up there in terms of salary, starting in what, 3 years? But like I said, this contract will look like a bargain. And in terms of guarantees, 31% of it is guaranteed. 31%. Patrick Mahomes could have demanded all kinds of things in this deal, starting with, you know what, let's go with $200 million guaranteed no matter what. Kirk Cousins says what? Well, what was his deal at the beginning? Every penny of it guaranteed. Mahomes could have come to the table and said, that's where we start. Fully guaranteed money. He wound up, in the end, doing the Chiefs a favor. The question is, why? Why would he sign a deal like this? Why would he sign his career away at 25, the greatest player in the world? Now, he's going to be fine. Don't get me wrong. If he reaches his incentives, he's going to have $500 million. But that's not really the point. If you've been watching and listening and reading to people who study these things and know about these things, like agents, like a guy like Joel Corey, people like that, you realize that the Chiefs won here. It's a win-win in some respects, again, because Mahomes, he'll be okay. He'll be okay. But the question is, why did he do a deal like this that was so team-favorable? And I would say three reasons, probably. One, to win. I mean, he just did a Brady for this franchise. Do you know how much the Patriots benefited from the Tom Brady contracts year after year after year? Now, Brady was down, you know, sometimes not in the top 10 and things like that. Mahomes will be. But in terms of cutting the franchise a break, that's what I mean with this Mahomes deal. He did it because he wants to win. He did it, I'm sure, because he can make up a bunch in marketing money, right? Is there any athlete out there who's more marketable right now than him? I don't think so. Zion comes to mind. Lamar Jackson comes to mind. But nobody's more marketable than Patrick Mahomes. So he's going to make $1 zillion in marketing. And then, and here's something that could happen down the road, too. He could redo his deal at some point. At some point, if he's like the eighth highest paid quarterback 7 years from now, he could say, listen, this is getting a little bit ridiculous, and he'll have all the leverage then, assuming he stays healthy, which is the other thing. And you remember last year, he didn't win MVP last year because he got hurt on a quarterback sneak. And you remember there was a lot of doubt about whether that was going to be a season-ending knee injury, and he got lucky, and it wasn't. And that's another thing that stood out about the deal, by the way, is he does have, I think, a $140 million guarantee for injury. So he is pretty much taken care of there. But overall, the general reaction to this is the right reaction, that the Chiefs win here, no doubt. I know my friend Horst back in the home studio, his initial reaction was, this is great for the Broncos because the Chiefs won't be able to build around Mahomes. Horst, I don't know if I agree with that one. For the next 2 years, he's on his old salary. And for the next four, listen to this one. For the next 4 years, Ryan Tannehill is going to make more money than Patrick Mahomes. I can't believe he did this deal. I can't believe it. But he wants to win. And he's going to make it up elsewhere. They can always sit down and redo it. But you'll have a hard time finding anybody who believes that Mahomes won in this deal, even though it's a $450 million extension. I mean, it's just crazy long. So listen to a couple other numbers here. In the first 2 years, he'll earn $33.3 million. Through the first 3 years, he earned $63 million. Through the first 4 years, $103 million. By way of comparison, this is Florio again, Ryan Tannehill will earn $118 million over the next 4 years. Now, again, the official extension doesn't kick in for a few. But this gets me to thinking about a couple of other things, too. One is, which team now is in the best position, other than the Chiefs for a couple of years anyway, before the extension kicks in, to build a team or keep a team around a really good quarterback who's not making a ton of money? Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are the obvious choice there. They still have over $9 million in available cap space this year. Next year, according to Over the Cap, they have $66 million available right now. Think about that. Now, at some point, Jackson is going to sign a huge deal, right? But in the meantime, it sort of sucks for the Steelers, who have been on, what, about $41 million? I don't know what his number takes up exactly right now, but it's a significant, significant portion of the cap, which I don't blame him for. Like I always say with these numbers, if it were me, I would take as much money as I could get, but I wouldn't then expect anybody to say, hey, my number one priority is winning, putting a team around me. My number one priority is me getting paid. And I think a lot of people feel that way. So I never blame anybody for taking virtually every penny they can get. But at the same time, you have to then say, okay, it's you first and winning second. I mean, that's fair, right? Now, I'm not sure Mahomes got every penny he could get here. In fact, I know he didn't. Certainly in terms of guaranteed money, there were all kinds of things people were talking about that could revolutionize the NFL in terms of how contracts are devised. That he could have told the Chiefs, I want guarantees here, I want guarantees there, whatever, you know, whatever it might have been, he could have done, if anybody could have done it, it was Patrick Mahomes. For instance, an escalator where you say, hey, if three guys pass me up, then my salary automatically bumps into that top three. Things like that could have been written into this deal. But in the end, they weren't. Your take on Patrick Mahomes, 412-928-9370, 412-928-9370. As I said, Ray Fittipaldo is going to join me at 1045. I didn't have my top eight today. Why don't I get to that next? There's going to be a ton of things to talk about today, including the NHL coming to a new CBA deal, including mayhem in baseball yesterday in terms of test results and teams just shutting down for a day because they don't have the results yet. All kinds of things we're going to get to. It's Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.